Today's Shiur Mishnah Ber Yomi is Siman Tuf Mem Zayin Rav Tosef Beis with life Mishnah Hilchos Mevas Seret and Rav Tosef Beis are continuing the lachas of Taroves on Pesach, and now we're talking about Taroves on Erev Pesach. Chametz Shesari B'Sheis Shos Ulamala Ad Halayla, Chametz that became mixed in a Taroves on Erev Pesach after Chametz is ready Aser until nightfall. Eino Oser B'Mashu. It's not going to Aser the Taroves. Bimashahu, not going to answer the tarovas with a minimal amount. Eladino kashar isurin. Rather, its din is like all other isurin, in that it will be batel b'shishim. Again, that's if we're talking about a tarovas lach balach, a tarovas lach balach with his tam, so it's batel b'shishim. If it's a tarovas, as we'll see, yavesh b'yavesh, so then it will depend, the halacha is, then on Yavesh be Yavesh, if it's min bimino, so Yavesh be Yavesh min bimino, if it's just items, let's say three pitas, one of them being chametz, mixed up with the other two pitas, we'll see there that's batel barov, that we hold as batel barov, do not have to be machmir shishim there. So in this case, once again, it's like shari surim, so if it would be Erev Pesach, it would be batel like shari surim barov. We'll see this all spelled out right now in the Mishnah Brura. Look at Sifkat on Yudalad, chametz nes arev. So he says like this, the im ervu b'mezen. This is all, right, if it just happened, the chametz fell into a little bit of, you know, oh, oops, I put some breadcrumbs in my Pesach tikkat chunt. But let's say ervu b'mezen, meaning, well, means more than just b'mezen. We're talking about where you need to go ahead and use that item to prepare the dish. Gagon murias, like for example, murias, which is peirish shuman bagim, a sort of fatty fish dish, she mesimin bo lechem kalui, nice and delish. It will be some fish fat or fish oil dish with a little toasted bread. And obviously it would be a situation where that toasted bread was batel in terms of shishim, should be lechaira batel b'shishim, but it's not going to be why. Afal pishyesh bo shishim kineged alechem, even though there's 60 in this murias of fish fat, Keneged the lechem, and it should be lechem batel, still it's going to be aser. Why? Because since you're getting a chashivas in that you need that item in there to make the dish, so then you're not going to be batel, even on Erev Pesach, the chayev levaro, and you have to get rid of the whole dish, midivrei sofrim, midrabanan, kodem haPesach, before Pesach. Vimlo biaro, and if you did not, v'avar lava Pesach, and then you now have this dish after Pesach, so there is a machlokes, and yesh omim she'aser b'hanah. There are those that say there will still be, it will be actually aser b'hanah after Pesach. It will have a din of chametz she'avel av Pesach. El in kein mocher l'nachri, unless of course he does the old sell to the guy chutz midvei iser shabo, sell the whole thing to a guy minus the amount of the iser in the taroves, which you could do under certain scenarios and conditions. Again, that usually can't do that unless it's a in regular chametz, less than the shasat chak situation. But here, obviously, we're talking about chametz on Erev Pesach. So although, if you go ahead and you utilize the chametz on Erev Pesach, dafka, to make a dish, even though it's shishim, and you have to get rid of it, if you didn't get rid of it, then it would be aser b'hanah, according to these yesh omrim, and unless, of course, you did the old selling to the guy, minus the iser shabo move. You then move back there, sif katam tes vav. So Mishay Shaus Lamala. So he says, Afal Gabdil Lokin Alav, even to get Malkus for eating chametz after Chatzos on Erev Pesach, Mizmanahu, you get Malkus. Even so, right? You Malkus Alachilasa on eating it. But Gam Aser Ba'anah Minat Torah. It's already Aser Ba'anah Minat Torah when after Chatzos. So the chametz is Aser Ba'anah and Aser Ba'achilah B'Malkus already after Chatzos. Even so, Mikol Makom Kevin De'Ein Chiyuv Kares. Since there is no Chiyuv Kares Al Hazman Ahu. There's no chiyuv kares during that time. Lo ichmiru bo chachamim lesor mashu. The chachamim were not machmir to aser it mashu. If you remember, we had this discussion earlier, and we said this was the main opinion in terms of the concept of chametz not being batel b'shishim on Pesach and not being batel b'rov on Pesach. If it's yavish b'yavish, it's because of the chomer ha'iser of kares. Besides the fact that it's also something that people are not badil mimenu. They go ahead and they eat chametz all year long. So that combination of the chomer ha'iser of kares and inshi lo b'dilimine, people don't separate themselves from it. So that leads to the chumrah of afilu b'mashu, the tarobes asering being aser afilu b'mashu, but Erev Pesach, he did not have that. We saw that, and we're going to see later on again, that the opinion of the Rambam, that this is a dover sheyesh lo matirin. It's a dover sheyesh lo matirin after Pesach, for whatever reason, which we'll discuss. And if that's the case, if it's based on the fact that it's a dover sheyesh lo matirin, so there's no difference between Erev Pesach and Pesach, it's going to be chametz becomes mutter after Pesach. Again, how exactly is a dover sheyesh lo matirin? Because you're not really going to keep it around, because if you keep it around, it's going to be asabana anyway, so how is it a dover sheyesh lo matirin? That, when we get to that, we'll see. But here you see that Shulchan Aruch is clearly going with the opinion. It's clearly going with the opinion that we do not have the iser. We do not have the iser of. We do not have the chaymer ha iser on Erev Pesach, and because of that, there will not be the concept of the chametz asering a tarobes b'mashu. Rather, will be batel, like it would be any iserim, like any iser is batel throughout the year. He now moves later, and he says, right? We call the koyim kevan, the ain chi of charis al azmanah, there's no chi of charis in that man, lo achmir bo chachamim lasa b'mashu, the chachamim were not machmir, to asa b'mashu, v'chein b'chumra, the no same tam of gam. And now he's going to give some other examples. Also, the chumra of no same tam of gam. We'll see coming up that the machlokes, and normally we say that no same tam of gam, the dieved, if you have a, what's called an eino ben yomo pat, that, let's say, cook in an eino ben yomo pot, a pot that hasn't been used for 24 hours, and you cook, and it becomes treif based on that which was balua in the pot, so it's only going to treif up the food in the pot within 24 hours. After 24 hours, okay, we say, no same tam of gam, you're not allowed to go ahead and cook in the pot l'chadchila, but since the tam is pagum, there's like a damaged, tainted pkam, tam, it normally doesn't aser. But as we're going to see, that on Pesach itself, the machlokes, machmir, but for no same tam of gam, that it would not be mutter b'dieved on Pesach itself. But he said, in the chumra of no same tam of gam, you could also be makel aware. If you're machmir for no same tam of gam on Pesach, you don't have to be machmir for it on Erev Pesach. U'l'inyin chometz nuksha tocha Pesach. Now what about chometz nuksha, which is only either aser b'malkis or aser b'drabanan, as you know, right, the chametz nuksha, as you recall, is chametz that is not fully developed, or chametz that is only roi lachi laksas. So he says, with respect to chametz nuksha, even on Pesach, yesh shemachmirin la'asro b'mashu. There are some that, even though it's not b'isr kareis, some say it will aser atarovis b'mashu because it has a shem chametz, even though it's chametz nuksha. Aval dasa magen avram, the magen avram holds. Oh, Rabbi Achronim, kevan the ein bo kareis l'kulei alma. Since there is no kares, according to all opinions, when it comes to chametz nuksha, l'das harbe poskim, einbo, and according to many poskim, einbo rak yisad rabbanan, there's only yisad rabbanan by chametz nuksha, batel b'shishim afilu toch ha-pesach. It's going to be batel b'shishim, even during Pesach. Yesh l'smoch aleim b'shas hadchak. And you can rely on these opinions in a extenuating circumstances. V'da, and you should know, the b'yom tov ha-achron, Afshu gam kevi drabanan. What about on the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus, the 8th day of Pesach, where the whole Isser Chametz is clearly only drabanan? There too, mikoma kom kevi mishum niskan mishum sveika diyoma, since it was established based on the suffix yom, and it's aser ba'achila, therefore al yedei tarovus mashu gamo Pesach. Since it's based on a sveika diyoma, we treat it like a regular day of Pesach itself, and it will aser a tarovus even for the most minimal amount. It will not be batal b'shishim. Get the muchach we'll see coming up. Kaman and Siman Tav Samal Zayin Sif Yud Sif Katan Tes Zayin. So its din is like Shari Surin, which means okay, in the Sari of Lach Balach, if it's liquidy or cooked items cooked together, then Mizvatel B'Shishim. It's going to be Batel B'Shishim on Erev Pesach after Chatzos up until nightfall. In the Sari of Yavish B'Yavish, and if we're talking about let's say pieces of pita, chametz pita mixing up with matzah pita, and you have two pieces of matzah pita against one piece of chametz pita, that's what he says, in the Sarev Yavish B'Yavish, then Mizvatel Chad B'Trei, one is considered Batel in two, meaning you 2-1, you got the Rov, and it's Batel, even on Erev Pesach, even though on Pesach we say, B'mashu, Ach Tzarech La'ochlo, but you have to go ahead though, and eat that pita on before Pesach. Why? This is what we're going to see coming up. Debe Pesach, Chozer V'Neor, on Pesach, it's going to, if you keep it around, so it was Batel Erev Pesach. But if you keep it around, that's going to be the whole Shiloh we're going to have coming up, and they have different types of Taroves. Does the does the Isser now on Pesach, if all three pieces are still around, right? Do we now say that it's Chozer Vanir, and therefore it's not Batel even Mamashu? And that's why he says, yes, definitely with respect to Yavesh B'Yavesh, we say Chozer Vanir, and if you didn't eat it before Pesach, so then those three pitas are extant, you will not be able to eat any of those pieces, pitas, even though two of them were Matzadika pitas and Kosher Pesach pitas, because once Pesach hits, it rearouses the chametz within, and it's going to be not batel even bit mashu. So eat your pitas up quick. Okay. And he comes the Ramah now. Benosei talif gam nami shari aliba de kuleyama. Now he goes on and he says, and no saint tan lifgam is going to be mutter, he says, according to everybody. What does he mean, according to everybody? Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Hainu, that means, afilu das ha-machmirin. Even according to those that are machmir lekamen, in sif yud nahaga, those that are machmir with respect to no saint tan lifgam, yikomakom be'er pesach, bevada yein ma-achmir, v'shoyin ha-machmir, v'machmir, afilu be'pachos mi-shishim, and even if it's less than shisha, meaning even if it's only a 50-to-1 situation, if it's no same time with gum, right? That's a, normally we say like a pot. If it's ben yomo, it's not going to be considered batel b'shishim when you have a treif pot. Anytime you cook in a treif pot, we assume there's no shishim connected to the isur, that's balua in there. So if it would be within 24 hours, it would be asur, because there's no shishim. But after 24 hours, we say on non-chametz tikka isurin, built in time of gam, and you could eat whatever was cooked in the pot, even though there wasn't shishim keneged the yisur. That's the principle of built in time of gam. When it comes to Pesach itself, chametz, we don't. There is smachokas, and there are the machmirin. We'll see the yishvi machmir for built in time of gam. Even if it's built in time of gam, it's going to aser on Pesach. But he's saying here, erev Pesach, everyone would hold. You do not have to be machmir. So, for example, let's say you cook something in an eno ben yomo chametz tikka pot on erev Pesach. You don't have to worry about the food. Even though it's chametz and normally machmir for those who come on Pesach, you have to be machmir before. We now continue on in Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel, chita shenimtzes be'erev Pesach b'tarnigoles mevushal. So now we're coming to this issue of chozer v'nir, and we're going to see a whole bunch of different shitas regarding this. And here we go, chita that you find on erev Pesach. Somewhere in a cooked chicken. Take some cooked chicken, and guess what you got there? A piece of chita, which is chumitz. Mutter levat lebeshishim. So you got cooked with it, but you can go and assume bitl beshishim. Obviously, not to eat the chita of chametz, but you can go ahead and eat the chicken because it's bitl beshishim. Avalim chimim u'atar ha'goles v'pesach. But if afterwards you now re-warm up, you heat up the tarnagoles once again, the Pesach, meaning you cook up the Pesach, you cook up the chicken again on Pesach. Ba'od sha'chita b'socha, when that chita is still in it, chozeres litein tam b'socha, it will now go ahead and give tam into the chicken, ba'pesach, v'havi b'mashahu. And it will be usher even b'mashahu, as we said, because on Pesach, any amount assers even the smallest amount will last in the Taroves. Now, this is very interesting because this implies that it's only going to be an issue of Chozer Vanir if the Chita is still around hanging out on the chicken still. And then it's going to recook into the chicken. So that's very understandable, but it's Mashma that if the Chita was removed and then you recook it, we don't say Chozer Vanir the Mashahu Shabbat. So he's going to go and he's going to show you that not so simple. Look at the Mishnah Berurah now. Sivkot Nilchas. Shenimtzas be'erev Pesach afilu achar sheish, even after the sixth hour, right, when it's already aser, mutter l'achal afilu be'pesach, you'll be able to go ahead and eat that chicken even on Pesach. Ah, what about Chozer v'nir? What about that? We'll talk about that in a second. V'haynu in itzdan l'chaydam ha'pesach, meaning, if it cooled off before Pesach, and now you flicked off the chita and you ate the chicken, you'll be able to go ahead and eat that chicken afterwards. Look what he says now. Sipkat on the chaf. debetela b'shishim. Kein tzarech loymar. Not that it shouldn't say mutter levat lo b'shishim. It makes it sound like you're allowed to do lechatchila add shishim to it. But it means it's going to be batel b'shishim. V'chein matzasi agirsa. That's what I found. Agirsa b'shishim arach anitbas in nachasvi v'shulchan arach harishon shitis amachah bebiatmo u'vesufusim ha'achron shishdavis agirsa. It says, I found the girsos, switch, and don't read it as mutter levat lo b'shishim, but rather as it's already going to be betela b'shishim on Erev Pesach. Kasu ha-poskim, du ha-din b'chita shenimtzeis b'Erev Pesach b'matzah shenefayom. Same thing would be if you find chita on a matzah that was baked. If it's shishim, betela b'shishim. Afilu lo esira, even if you didn't remove it, ha-shenes gara, as long as it cools off, kodin ha-pesach, you can eat it. Mutal ha-chol ha-matzah, you can eat the matzah. B'yasir ha-chita misham af b'pesach. And you can take off the chita from it, even on Pesach. Sif kat m'chaf aleph. So when is it going to be a problem to reheat it, the chicken? Only ba'ud sha'achita b'socha, only when the chita is in it. Aval in nitla ha'achita b'tocha, but if you take the chita out before Pesach, v'yachak ha'chimu ha'targan ha'goles, and then you cook up the chicken, it's going to be mutter. Why? Because v'yafak avdi b'sif dalad yesh omen, there are those that say, even here, chozer v'ni'er, when you're talking about a lach b'lach mixture, he says, ha'nu kishyesh b'socha ma'mashas ha'isr. When do we say chozer v'ni'er? We say chozer v'ni'er, for example, let's say some breadcrumbs fall into a chomp. And it's shishim, and you can't find the breadcrumb because it's all dissolved. So in that case, there's yesh omrim, but on Pesach it's going to be chozer v'ni'er because you know that there's breadcrumbs in there. Here, all you have is the tam of the chita, that if you would have had it on Pesach, it wouldn't be batel. But now, since it was already batel, it's not going to be a problem. That's what he says. When you have mamash ha'isr, you don't sheikhar. Like, for example, if you have beer, it gets mixed up with shenasari v'dvash, it gets mixed up with the honey, but you can't go ahead and decipher. That will say chozer v'ni'er because it's already mixed in there, and it was about the b'shishim. But now we say chozer v'ni'er, and it's the aser b'mashu. But here we're only talking about the tam of the chita. So if all there is tam, that's not going to go ahead and be chozer v'ni'er, come back again and aser b'mashu on Pesach itself. Sifchatan chav beis chozeres litain tam. It's going to go back and give tam. And this is even according to the mandam and sifdalid, the ain't no chozer v'ni'er. Even according to those that ain't no chozer v'ni'er, here it's going to be. Why? That's how you echa she'ena isser nikar ben. That's if the isser is not mamish there in front of your eyes. Aval hacha ha-chametz ben. Here the chametz is mamish there, and you're just recooking the chita with the chicken. Adkan.